cacciato. Se te non ne avessi o lo te va, ti te viene sempre a calare dal manerene. Se ci picchi avanti, se è a calare, picchia me.
Oh mamma, la 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 la. Oh, mama, zuma, zuma, bacala. Hey, this is Gerald Celente, and it's Trends This Week. And here we are. And what a week it was. And what a week it's going to be. Of course, nobody can predict the future. But the way things are shaping up, never saw anything like this before. You know, of course, we have a new president officially sworn in. So all those people that were afraid that he'd be assassinated, I guess they didn't have to worry. So that's all I kept hearing for so long. You know, is he going to make it? Is he going to make it? And I guess he made it. And the Dow, of course, today is over 20,000. And as people that tune in to Progressive Radio Network and Trends This Week, no surprise to you. No, no, no. So, go back to our trend alerts. We call this Dow's now up 150 points. Gold is getting smashed. Down 14 bucks. Market's up 154, 20,067. The business of America's business. And again, you like this guy, dislike him, like what he's doing, not like what he's doing, not the issue. Not as trend forecasters, anyway. We look at things the way they are, not the way we want them to be. And the way they are is that this is positive for business. You know, end of story. We went from a war president, and that's all Obama was. Eight years of war, folks. 8 years, bombed, what, about 7 countries, murderer, an arrogant guy with a bad attitude, and bombs away. Hey, all you women's out there that were marching with your pussy hats, that's what they call them, so I'm not being, I think it's not a dirty word, that's what they write in the New York Times. Where were you with Occupy Peace? Where were these million women marches when we launched www.occupypeace.us? Did you notice? They had a number of issues that they talked about. Environment, which I'm all in favor of a clean environment. No one talked about war. The hypocrisy of all of these actresses screaming out these profanities like Madonna, and how sad they are that their murderous Hillary Clinton isn't in office. We came, we saw, he died, as they sodomized Saddam, Muammar Gaddafi with knives. What hypocrisy. We've sent out 350,000 press releases for OccupyPeace.us. No major coverage. We contacted every group out there, the peace groups, the women's groups, you name the groups. Nothing, nada, zero. Hey, over here in Woodstock, they had thousands of people out. Didn't come to Occupy Peace. A lot of them did, but not nearly the amount for the Women's March. Hypocrites of the first degree. Not a word about war. Not a word about peace. Nothing. I'm sick of this gender card. Just like I'm sick of the race card and the creed card. Good and bad comes in all of them. Speaking about good and bad and coming in all of them, you say, hey, you see what they're doing over there in Israel now, right? That land they stole from the Palestinians in the 1967 war. $2,500 more settlements. How about calling them real estate developments? Could we get real out of this? Settlements. You know, like they went over to the desert in covered wagons. Happy trails to you. And we discovered this land. And God was a real estate agent. And the Bible was a land deed. Save it. I don't want to hear another word of it. But they get away with it. Because they keep playing the cards. Everybody plays the cards to their advantage. And no, the Jews are not the chosen people. The Italians are. That's a fact. We could start with the wine. What do they got? Mogan David, Manischewitz. Hey, look what we got, huh? Where do you want to start? At Montepulciano? And where do you want to go from there? To Pinot Grigio. Come on. We got you on the wine, not even close. We are the chosen people. Hey, we got you on the food, too. We got lox and bagels, knishes, gefilte fish, matzo balls. Come on, meatballs, bacala, brajol. We can put out a spread, hey. We're the chosen people. What do you got? Barbara Streisand, Bette Midler. We got Sophia Loren, Gina Lola Brigida, come on. We're the chosen people. I know. You got Simon and Garfunkel. Hey, Sinatra and Martin. Huh? Dean Martin. And Michelangelo, Da Vinci, Puccini, Rossini. I'm being partially facetious. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of the race, creed, gender baloney. Save it for yourself. Don't use it as an excuse to do what you want to do and cover it up as it's an immoral deed. The Women's March. Where were you with Occupy Peace? Where were you screaming about Obama's over 4,000 people murdered? Murder in the first degree, that's right, with his drone strikes in 7 countries. Where were you screaming about Hillary Clinton's murderous wars? Look what they did with Syria. Look at Yemen. No, you can't see that far. No, only those pink hats, as far as you can see. Hypocrisy. Another day of hypocrisy. We're the people speaking out. Hey, anybody wants to call, by the way, to refute who's the chosen people or not, or other issues, you call PRN's number 888-874-4888. And in Connecticut, Murray Hill 6, 8400. That's only a joke. It's used to do in the old days. Bigelow 6, 4000. Buy the rug now. Anyway, if you want to call in, you have any questions, 888-874-4888. I don't want to get into any arguments. If you have trends you want to look at, you know, you want to see what's going on, where the future's leading, to read history and hear history before it happens, I would love to talk to you. You know, I read the Trump's inauguration address in detail, and it was quite an address, I must say. Very, very profound in some ways. But, of course, the media didn't put it out like that at all. USA Today, in his first words to the nation and the world after being sworn in, President Trump on Friday delivered a populist manifesto that depicted the United States as a land of abandoned factories, economic angst, rising crime, and carnage. Well, it's the truth, isn't it? They painted the message as dark. It's dark. I didn't see it dark. And you guys know, I mean, everybody listening knows that ain't no fan of Trump's. Nope. Not at all. Not my kind of guy. But they call a spade a spade. And of course, I could say that now without being called a racist, because I'm making it to Trump. But when Obama was in, if I said something like that, all you politically correct people who are politically incorrect when it comes to war and murder would have called me a racist for making an innocent statement like that, because of the hypocrisy that flows down from the top and up from the bottom, from the courageous people that won't admit they've been conned by their commander. Yep, so I'm no fan of Trump's at all. But there's a selectivity in bashing him that cannot be denied. They're not saying the good things about what he's doing, only the bad. And the bad is, hey, but they don't talk about being bad that much in the media. Of course, I'm against totally the Keystone Pipeline issues. I mean, I don't want to see these pipelines. They're disgusting. Trump said, "We will seek friendship and goodwill with nations of the world, but we do so with the understanding that it is the right of all nations to put their own interests first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone." Huh. Hey, all those liberals, all you progressives, as you call yourself, Gaddafi has to go. Assad has to go. Hey, all you women out there marching, how come you weren't talking about that, huh? Here Trump is saying we shouldn't be involved in foreign entanglements. But that's not good. No, we should tell people how to live. Because after all, what a model we have. Hey, been down to Camden lately? Well, I know Gary Null's doing great things to try to fix it up. Look around this country. Look how sad the state of affairs are. So, what else did he say? Well, by the way, staying with the foreign entanglements, this reflects, by the way, and that's one of the reasons we launched Occupy Peace with the Founding Fathers, who warned against entangling alliances. And it was articulated by John Quincy Adams, who said in 1821 that while America will speak on behalf of liberty, quote, she, meaning America, has abstained from interference in the concerns of others, even when conflict has been for principles to which she clings, as to the last vital drop that visits the heart. Wherever the standard of freedom and independence has been or shall be unfurled, there will her heart, her benedictions, and her prayers be. But she, meaning America, goes not abroad in search of monsters to destroy. Monsters to destroy, like Gaddafi
and who's Saddam Hussein and Assad. You liberals, you phonies, you hypocrites. Where are you? Why don't you call out those that you believe in this dysfunctional political relationship that you can't get out of? Like being in a bad relationship, a bad marriage, and you don't have the guts to break it off because you're a coward. You should be cheering Trump for this. Again, comes to the lot of stuff I'm against him, man. But I cannot mention more than one or two things that Obama did in his 8 years that I approved of. And one of them being the Iran deal, which Trump wants to scuttle. Of course, I was the whole thing, Iran's a terrorist nation. Yeah, they invaded Afghanistan. Oh, no, that was America. No, they invaded Iran. No, that was America, too. They invaded Libya, and I think that was America. No, they were down in the Somalia, Sudan. No, that's America. Yeah, they have thousands of bases around the world. No, that's America. It's not Iran. Iran hasn't done anything. Iran hasn't been in a war in 250 years in a foreign nation, other than the one invited by Assad in Syria. Yep. Afghan, Libya, Syria. Oh, I forgot Ukraine. How could I forget Ukraine? Yep. You know, that regime change. We've got to get rid of that Yanukovych. He's a bad man, even though the people elected him. So when you read a lot of the Trump's, again, on the environmental issues, totally against him, you know, but wants to make peace with Russia. Boy, that sounds good to me. Yeah, but Russians rigged the election, of which, of course, there's absolutely no proof at all. So, selectively criticizing Trump, where he rightly deserves it, is perfect. We all should do that, whether it's you don't like what I have to say or anybody else, and you have the facts to dispute it, knock them out. Say it. Where are all these women that were marching that associate themselves with Hillary Clinton's support for endless wars in the Middle East? Where were they? Didn't hear anything about it. Nothing. Zero, nada. And again, anyone wishing to call 888-874-4888, 874-4888. So I want to go over some things just to show you how the media can really skew things to their advantage and say things really skew people's feelings toward what they don't like or like. A broadside for Washington. This is from the toilet paper record, the New York Times. It's following Trump's speech. President Trump's inaugural address on Friday was a scalding repudiation of the Washington establishment. Huh. Hey, folks, that's how Obama got elected. Oh, you forgot, huh? All you Obama fans, how he lied his way into office, being that progressive anti-war candidate and repudiating the Washington establishment. Gonna clean up Washington, folks. Yeah, as he brings in the Clinton team, the Bush team, Gates, Jones. Yeah, but that was okay. But anyway, the question left hanging after an angry Jeremiah this angry Jeremite. I don't know the word. Jeremide? Yeah. Angry. That's the word they use. How will the new commander-in-chief be able to work with these people to govern the country? Oh, yeah. Hey, Obama worked great with them, right? Yeah. Oh, the Democrats and Republicans got along fabulously. Uncompromising in tone and entirely keeping with his insurgent campaign, Mr. Trump dispensed with appeals to unity or attempts to build bridges to his opponents. Words are empty, Mark Landler, who wrote this. Just as your mind is emptying out the garbage in it as you write this article. He turned the nation's political class. Let me read this again. Mr. Trump dispensed with appeals, tried to build bridges to his opponents. He tarred the nation's political class, arrayed behind him on the West front of the Capitol as faithless and corrupt. Well, the liberals should be applauding that because they are faithless and corrupt. Quote, their victories have not been your victories, their triumphs have not been your triumphs, Trump said, rallying the public against the politicians. Quote, and while they celebrated in our nation's capital, there was little to celebrate for struggling families all across our land. Yeah, sounds pretty accurate to me, mocky boy. That all changes, a grim-faced Mr. Trump declared, starting right here and right now. Grim-faced. You see how they do it? You see how these little boys do it? Keep your comments to yourself. You're supposed to be a reporter. A journalist? Forget about it. There are no journalists left in the mainstream media. You're nothing more than little prostitutes. Putting out, getting paid to put out. Yeah. Don't believe me? Let's go to somebody else's here that they also write. Peter Baker and Michael Shear of the Toilet Paper of Record, also commenting on the inauguration. Uniquely dark vision of the U.S. Oh, a uniquely dark vision. You're supposed to be a reporter. Oh, I forget. I keep forgetting. Prostitutes. You get paid to put out. Here we go. Donald Trump was inaugurated as the 45th president of the United States on Friday, ushering in a new era that he vowed would shatter the established order and reverse a national decline that he called this American carnage. Well, sounds pretty good to me. We'll bring back our wealth. We'll bring back our dreams, he said. Mr. Trump's ascension amounted to a hostile takeover of a capital facing its most significant disruption in generations. People should be applauding this. What has it got us in generations? We will no longer accept politicians who are all talk and no action, constantly complaining, but never doing anything about it, Trump said. Man, great. How come you're not applauding that? The time for empty talk is over. Now arrives the hour of action. Do not allow anyone to tell you that it cannot be done. Boy, dark? Doesn't sound dark to me. Maybe you people that live in the dark. You reporters. You're not reporters. Again, you're prostitutes. You're living in the dark. You're living in the dark of the little world that you can't get out of. Your little world that you keep repeating and forwarding and promoting all the people that are in your club and keep those of us on the outside that won't become a member or suck up or bow down to the people that you do out of print. You won't record what we do or report on it. And folks, the Trends Journal is the only magazine that I know of in the world that forecast a Trump victory back in May of 2016, just for the record. But you, you New York slimes, and the rest of you, you got it all wrong. So here now, folks, I'm going to show you how Peter Baker, Michael Scheer, and the other guy I read, Mark Landler, who said earlier that that all changes, a grim-faced Mr. Trump declared. That was Landler. Here's what these other two guys says. Mr. Trump's view of America, you ready, grim-faced, was strikingly grim for an inaugural address. Grim, grim. Yeah, grim. Grim and grime, because that's what you guys are, grime. You spelled it wrong. Nothing dark about this to me. Didn't find anything dark about it. But hey, that's only the way I see it. You know the motto of the Trends Journal, think for yourself. The speech was reminiscent of the apocalyptic language he used in his acceptance address at the Republican convention, claiming a nomination that few had expected him to win. This is from USA Today. Yeah, few had expected him to win. We contacted USA Today. Our editor-in-chief, Derek Osinenko, the Trends Journal and the Trends Research Institute, was one of the top people in Gannett News Service, editor-in-chief. We contacted them with our forecast that Trump was going to win, but few had expected him to win. No, not few. You people are all in the same little-minded club, and you don't let us outside folks in. Victorious in his bid for public office, Trump had become the first president in U.S. history to lack either governmental or military command experience. So what? And here's the good news. He prevailed in a campaign that eschewed political correctness. There is nothing correct about anything political. It is an oxymoron. Thank God for the end of this political correctness, because I've had it. And he's been mired in controversies over everything from his behavior toward women to his admiration for Russian President Vladimir Putin. Guess what? I admire Putin more than I admire just about anybody in Congress. I admire him more than Clinton and Obama and Bush. Bush. Bring that guy up on war crime. Him and Cheney and Powell and Condoleezza Rice and all the rest. At the beginning of the address, Trump thanked former President Barack Obama for his gracious aid throughout the transition, but didn't express appreciation for anything Obama actually did during his own presidency. This from We USA Today. For instance, for working to avert a depression after taking over amid financial calamity in 2009. Averted depression? He sold out the country. Miss Page. Yeah. Oh, you forgot the Too Big to Fails, right, that he supported? And all the bailouts and stealing our dough to give it to their friends. And zero interest rate policy that robs we the savers. And real wages climbing grand total of 3.4%. And 94% of the jobs that created under his administration, according to Harvard Princeton, it's 94% were temporary. Oh, you mean Trump didn't thank him for that? Or didn't Trump thank him for waging wars, stealing our money to enrich Wall Street? He didn't thank him for that? 95% of the wealth created since Obama went into office in 2009 that went to the 1%. You mean Trump didn't thank him for that? What a thankless guy. Excuse me. Trump's remarks are a rebuke not only to the outgoing Democratic administration in particular, but to Washington establishment in general. That's right. The policies he's extolled were more populist and nationalistic than they were conservative. That's right. The picture he painted of the nation he will now lead was dire. All right, here she goes. Despite an economy that is in recovery and an unemployment rate that is low by historic standards. Again, you know, this is not reporting. This is a level of pitching what you like and leaving out the facts. Could anyone ever say labor force participation rate? Or is that too big a phrase for you to use? Which is at 1970 lows. And again, 94% of all the jobs created, according to the Harvard-Princeton study, this is not coming from the World Socialist Organization, with temporary jobs. So, that's what we see going on. And that's our story, and we're holding to it. Again, anybody wants to comment, have any ideas, suggestions, move forward, 888-874-4888. And this is how the media kept twisting what he said. MSNBC's Chris Matthews, Trump inauguration speech, Hitlerian. Hitlerian. And the Pope came out too. The Pope that's had lockjaw about the wars going on. Yeah, that Pope. Yeah, the Pope that's supposed to represent the Prince of Peace that never talks about it. Comparing this to Germany in the 1930s? Grow up. No comparison. But what do you need comparisons for when you could throw out cheap lines and get headlines from it? NBC's Chris Matthews said that President Trump's inaugural address was both Hitlerian and meant to mimic Russian President Vladimir Putin. And they pay this little clown, this little boy of nothing, Chris Matthews, all this dough to shoot off his fat mouth. Quote, when he said today America first, it was not just racial, the racial, I mean, I shouldn't say racial, the Hitlerian background to it, but it was the message I kept thinking. What if Theresa May, meaning the Prime Minister of the UK, what is Theresa May thinking this morning? What do I care what she's thinking? America first is a dirty word? An anti-globalist, anti-multinational is no good? when she picks up the paper and says, "My God, what did he just say? He said America first." Yeah, America first. I don't want my money going to any other country. Not even Italy. Unless, of course, it's a natural disaster of some type and people need help. Matthews, a former speechwriter for President Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter. All you liberals love Jimmy Carter. Yeah, the guy that, you know, deregulated the airline industry, started all that deregulation, the banking industry. That's why when I was a young man, and I used to be in business world, flying, there were 150 airlines because they had strict rules in place to keep competition alive. But now we have four, thanks to Jimmy Carter, and it stinks. The service stinks. No fun to fly anymore. Started deregulating the banking industry. Call the Shah of Iran, the island of stability in the Middle East. Hey, you like them Al-Qaeda's, don't you, huh? Yeah, the Mujahideen under Jimmy Carter to push Russia out of Afghanistan. Here's the clown little boy that was a speechwriter for him, Chris Matthews. This is the Chris Matthews back when Obama was running in 2008. He said, quote, "I have to tell you, you know, it's part of reporting this case, this election. The feeling most people get when they hear Barack Obama's speech," Matthews said. Quote, "My, I felt this thrill going up my leg. I mean, I don't have that too often." End quote. Of course you don't have that too often. Because you probably got nothing down there. Because any man that would write this must have cojones smaller than mothballs. "My, I felt this thrill going up my leg. I mean, I don't have that too often." And these are the people that the media quote. These are the people that get the headlines. Little boys of nothing. Chrissy boy, want to come and see me? 57 John Street, Kingston. We could talk man to man. Oh, but maybe you won't be able to because, of course, you haven't felt that thrill go up your leg. And when? And then, of course, there's Rachel Maddow. Ah, yes. Trump's speech was militant and it was dark. Militant? How is it militant? Why can't we put America first? The crime, the gangs, the drugs, this American carnage, this despair, decay. You can't imagine the outgoing president giving a speech like that. Of course you cannot imagine the outgoing president giving a speech like that, Miss Maddow. Because he's a liar and a coward, and he only says good things as, quote, "I'm really good at killing people. Obama murders people around the world." Of course you can't imagine him giving a speech like that because it would have a tone of honesty in it. And you're all a bunch of frauds where honesty doesn't count, does it? Of course you can never imagine the arrogant Obama giving a speech like that. He has a liar's way into office and a liar's way out. Maddow went on to say that Trump's speech was reminiscent of nationalistic trends in America around World War II. Here they go again, playing the Hitler card. And she used the isolationist America First Committee as a prime example. Hey, we all know what the America First Committee was. Yeah, of course. Quote, "The America First Committee is something that means a specific thing in this country. To repurpose it now, not that far down the historical path, is hard. Hard to hear." You're hard to hear. And pretty hard to look at, too. As well as Chrissy and all the rest of you. So don't take it personally. I just get disgusted when I hear arrogant people keep sending out more hate and hypocrisy that you've all had as Obama and Clinton bombs away. 100,000 bombs, they say he dropped. 26,000 in just the last year. Drone strikes in 7 countries. This hypocrisy. Small-minded garbage. From prostitutes. Hey, let's look at the market, see what's going on. Whoop, Dow's down a little bit from where it was, only up 143. NASDAQ, of course, at new highs. Gold down 13 in Earl. Oil's flat, 55, Brent, $55. We see the top going at about 60. Because the more they cut back in OPEC land, the more they pump out in the USA. And again, as the price gets higher, more rigs go back online. So we think that oil prices are going to stabilize around $60 a barrel. Because the there's just too much supply and not enough demand. Yep. So as we look at the economy, the trend is your friend. You look at the oil markets, the latest stockpile that rose by almost 3 million barrels in a week. So they keep pumping more as the price keeps going up, and they have to. You know, about 6 states are in recession since this oil crisis happened. But they don't talk about that much anymore. And here we go. 6 of 8 oil states enter recession. North Dakota, GDP down 8.4%. Wyoming, down 6.3%. Oklahoma, down 2.9%, Alaska 2.6%, New Mexico 1.3%, Louisiana 0.8%. Texas barely grew at 0.3%. So this is serious stuff. So again, and now you're going to see with Trump allowing the Keystone Pipeline and the again, I'm totally against it. And the Dakota Access Pipeline to be pushed through. You're going to even see more production and filthy stuff coming out of Canada going through the tar sand oil. But it's happening. Again, though, as I said, there was nothing positive that I saw out of the Obama's 8 years. Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. So, that's where we are with Trump. And again, the guy, you know, and what's he talking about still, that the election was rigged? Stupid stuff. And I know people, by the way, that meet with him privately. And I have to be careful of, and I would never divulge who. But, he's his own guy, and he's very hard to, he doesn't listen to a lot of people. So here's a comment from the New York Times. Inauguration watch, Mr. Reality TV goes to Washington. Oh, yeah. Try reading the Trends Journal, going back to the cover of May 2015. Liars, cowards, freaks, and fools, welcome to the Presidential Reality Show. That's right, we own the trademark, Presidential Reality Show. And guess what? That was 2 months before Trump got into the race. It's been a presidential reality show for a long, long time. Yep. You know, so I get, here's where, you know, Trump is wrong, by the way, in the sense that he's blaming China for purposely devaluing its currency so that it could export more product, and that's totally not true. They spent over $1 trillion in currency reserves trying to prop it up, trying to stop money from flowing out. And they even stopped trying to stop and put more restrictions on Bitcoin trading because people are so desperate to get their money out of the country, they're buying Bitcoins. And by the way, one of the positive things as we see that Trump has done is ending the Trans-Pacific Partnership that Obama pushed through, or tried to. Now, I'm sure that all you liberals love that, don't you? That how Obama, we wrote about this in the Trends Journal going back 2009, how Obama, as candidate Obama, went up to the Rust Belt and told him that he was going to revisit NAFTA. And then when the Canadian foreign minister heard about it, they called him up and said, no, that was just political talk. And it's reported in detail. So he lied his way about it. And then when he met with Calderon, the Mexican president, 100 days after he got elected, they asked this guy Kirk, who was his trade guy at the time under Obama, if they talked about renegotiating NAFTA. And he said, no, it wasn't even discussed. And then Obama tries to push through the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is a joke. It has nothing to do with trade. Very little, I should say. I shouldn't say nothing. It has very little to do with tariffs and quotas. Those deals are already done. You know, it's much different than that. What it is, Obama called it, by the way, the most progressive trade deal in history. Yeah, what did Rachel Maddow say? She can't imagine Obama giving a speech like Trump. Yeah, because she likes those lies. The most progressive trade deal in history. That's a quote. This, again, this has nothing to do about tariffs or quotas. And remember, 5 million manufacturing jobs have been lost in this country in the last 20 years. What it does is give foreign firms the right to circumvent governments. So what they do is they could drag a government in front of this investor estate dispute settlement tribunal. That's right. Foreign firms, it elevates them to levels that equals states, nations. It robs us of our sovereign rights. Oh, and by the way, you remember when Obama was going to clean Washington? Sweep it clean and make it all the laws and everything would be transparent for us to see. The only thing transparent about Obama is, man, you could see right through him. That's how transparent he is. He's cats running on empty, man. We the people weren't even allowed to look at this thing that was being done in secrecy for 7 years. Why aren't the liberals applauding that Trump is going, had killed the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal that would have robbed us of our sovereign rights. I'm not making this up. This gives, like, they look what they did down in Ecuador. The oil companies destroy the joint. The Ecuadorian government finds them guilty, but no, we got a way out of this. We got this court that we go to that's filled with corporate guys that are going to judge whether or not we were guilty and will circumvent governments. And instead, we'll go in front of the investor state dispute settlement tribunal. And they do this all over. Over in Australia, they try to pass tough regulations about promoting tobacco use. Pip, let's sue the government. We can do that. That's what Obama was trying to push through. So then you look, for example, you see companies like Foxconn. You know, they're the ones that make all that equipment for everybody over there, the Taiwanese company. And now they're talking about investing $7 billion to build a flat panel screen factory in the U.S. You look at Chrysler, Ford, General Motors, talking about reinvesting in the country. Those are positive things. Why can't we talk about the positives? Instead, you got that phony magazine. I shouldn't say phony, the hypocritical magazine, The Nation, that's supposed to be a progressive magazine that supported Hillary, the murderer. Love their Obama. Throw sand in the gears of everything. When it comes to stopping Trump, petitions aren't going to do it. As many are saying, we awoke from a nightmare to find it was our new reality. And talk and go on from there. Throw sand in the gears of everything. Throw sand in the gears of everything. Isn't that great, huh? Let's not work together. No, let's fight and separate. Now, got to accentuate the positive. The good news is that after having lockjaw under Obama for 8 years, now we may have a counterbalance to Trump from all those people that didn't have the courage to admit they'd been conned by their conmander. So maybe now we're going to start seeing movements develop that will be strong for the environment in a positive way. Maybe we'll even see, if Trump gets us into war, all those people that refuse to march and come out for Occupy Peace, maybe they'll be coming out. Just maybe. So that's the positive of it. And again, look at things for the way they are, not the way we want them to be. So, as we're moving forward, there are great opportunities. We're coming out with the Trends Monthly tomorrow, and we're going to be outlining them. Play the Trump card. It's not what you like or dislike. The trend is your friend. The markets are the markets. The data is the data. And again, anyone wishing to subscribe to the Trends Journal, and of course, it's more than the Trends Journal. We get Trends in the News broadcasts each weekday night. Trends Monthly, Trends Journal, Trend Alerts, conferences, and on and on and on. Go to trendsresearch.com. Trendsresearch.com, the only place where you will read history before it happens. And again, the facts stand for themselves. As I say here, in USA Today, talking about Trump's speech was reminiscent of the apocalyptic language he used in his acceptance address at the Republican National Convention, claiming a nomination that few had expected him to win. Very few. But we did. It's in print. And again, I'm no fan of Trump's. I call things the way I see them, and I see some positives. And again, you got to accentuate the positives. So go to trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com, to read history before it happens. And again, the future's in your hands. It's for you to do anything that you like with it. And the opportunities exist. Is a positive flow in the business community. Stamp those products made with pride in the United States. And by the way, you see all these malls closing? That means there's going to be a regeneration in the downtowns, particularly in the small towns that went bust when the malls moved in. If you live in one of those areas, consider taking advantage of it. Bring back local. Bring back made with in America. Create jobs. Create a future. Don't listen to all this negative media going on. That's all they're putting out. And of course, Trump's creating it a lot of himself by going after stupid issues. So thank you again for tuning in to Trends This Week. And you know what I keep saying. It's what Samuel Adams said. I just repeat it. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. You, the people of Progressive Radio Network, are that tireless minority that want a better future and are going to do what you can do to make it happen. So thank you again, and we'll see you next week. And if you have any questions, you can email me. Go to our website, trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com, and I'd be more than happy to answer them. So for now, here's Louis Prima to say goodbye. C'è la luna, mezzo mare, mamma mia, mi mare dare. Figlio mio, cutterare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te non ha bisciolo, i te va, i te viene sempre a baccalare dal mare bene.